وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي أبو عمر، بارك الله فيك. What is the correct method of praying استخارة؟ It's right of you consult first with the people of knowledge and then pray. نعم بارك الله فيك. The sunnah that you consult first, you take consolation first, then according to this consolation you pray استخارة, then you go for it inshallah for whatever you think it's right. The correct way for you to practice استخارة comes in صحيح مسلم من حديث جابر بن عبد العفو في الصحيح من حديث جابر بن عبد الله البخاري من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to teach them how they pray استخارة. They pray two rak'ah from the nafl, not from the faraid, from the nafl. Then after the nafl prayer they do the dua. They recite the dua. Whoever memorizes it, alhamdulillah. Whoever doesn't memorize it, he tries to memorize it. Whoever couldn't memorize it, he can read it from a book. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmika wa astaqdiruka biqudratika wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim. Al-hadith. You understand? Then after that, bi'idnillah, jalla wa'ala, Allah give him the good decision, bi'idnillah. And this decision, inshallah, maybe he success on it. And maybe he's not. He must know it doesn't matter what is the result of that decision. It, inshallah, is a good for him, dunya and akhirah. You understand? So, like I said, he built the istikhara on the istishara. He built the istikhara on the istishara, not the opposite. Okay? So you make istikhara is your last thing, seeking for the barakah, then you do tawakkul Allah Ta'ala. The istikhara go for the things that you don't have dalil about it. For example, you don't do istikhara that you go pray in jama'ah or no. Can I do istikhara, I go seek knowledge or no? No, this thing, this ibadah, you don't do, you don't use istikhara for it. You just go for it. You understand? Number two, if you have already tawakkul on Allah wa azima to do something, no need to do istikhara. Istikhara, if you are indecisive, this is the correct opinion. You understand? Wa ma qawli fil umuri kulliha, yani, when in the time that you have the indecisive, you are indecisive. But if you have azima and tawakkul on Allah, and you know it's good for you, just tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. You understand? This is the correct opinion. And if you want to do istikhara for the barakah, yajuz, possible. Possible, no problem. So I don't say that istikhara it's haram for the person who have tawakkul. No, he can seeking for the barakah. But the istikhara is more confirmed for those people who they are indecisive. And if you are tawakkul, he can go just direct. The evidence of that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many things and a lot of things he just did it without even someone mentioning that he practiced istikhara. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he found a suitable woman, immediately he offered her what, married. For example, you understand that istikhara. Same thing, the Prophet one day he been offered to get married and the Prophet he doesn't want, he didn't pray istikhara, he just reject immediately and he transferred that woman to someone else. You understand? And a lot of ahkam and a lot of things that the Prophet show us that the Prophet he just did it immediately because he was sure about it. You understand? That's why we say the correct opinion that the istikhara is for the things that is indecisive. It's confirmed for that. Are you allowed to do it for something that you have tawakkul? No problem. But sometimes you just go for it out of tawakkul Allah Ta'ala. وَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Like Allah Ta'ala said. Allah didn't say وَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَاسْتَخِيرَ اللَّهِ. وَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. You understand? This is the conclusion. You're regarding your second question, أخي بارك الله فيك. You can pay it by gold and you can pay it by cash. You can buy another gold to pay or you can pay it by cash. You have the option up to you. Jazakallahu khayran. No problem, no strictness, because this money equal to gold. Can you see? Now you're going to go with the money and you're going to buy gold to pay it. You understand? Or you're going to give him gold, he's going to go to sell it and he's going to benefit himself with the cash. So both of them is the same. So no meaning for those people who they restricted and they said like how you pay from the goats one goat and from the cows one cow and from the 60 sa' same thing, ya akhi barakallahu fik, you pay from the goat. Actually doesn't it's not the same, because a naqd, the thing that equal to money, worth value, it's all in the same. The gold equal to money and the money equal to gold, it's the same. You understand? That's why the opinion of the majority of ulama, you can pay cash, no problem. The majority of ulama today and the big ulama, they legalize for you to pay money for paying zakat of your gold. Barakallah fiqh.